there. When you see trucks travelling around town with nasty things on board, they will have a HazChem code. It's a different way of classifying your hazardous substance. So in this case then, those HazChem codes are used with a United Nations number. So ammonia then is given the United Nations number 1005. The alphanumeric code is telling emergency workers what to do when you get a spillage. So the code then is telling you in terms of the type of protection and what you actually have to do with the compound after it's been spilt. So in the case of this one up here, 2PE, the 2 is indicating you're able to deal with it with water. You mustn't use a jet of water, you must fog it. P is telling these guys that they must go in with full protection on, and the E is telling these guys that they should evacuate the area. I'm pretty sure E must be pretty standard for most of these chemicals. And the diamond here tells you what type of issue you've got to deal with this particular compound. So for ammonia, then it's a toxic gas. So next time you have emergency, quickly find your chemistry lecture notes, flick open to HazChem. Obviously for the fireman, these guys have memorized what to do. Down in here then the